You know Chosenji's reputation as a power center during some go-go days in Honolulu, the late 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. The meaning of the name Chosenji is a temple for transcending Zen, transcending the old forms while retaining the essence. And daily life is where it all plays out. Wayne Honda, Honda Roshi, teaches Kyudo, archery, at Chosenji.
You read the Zen books, they tell you you need three things before you can become enlightened.
One, he says you have to have faith. Enlightenment isn't a scam. And you have to have doubt.
Doubt is difficult, especially for smart guys. Because smart guys are not used to being in a position where they don't know. If it builds, you enter an existential crisis.
Honda says that's where it usually gets too hard.
I saw the Buddha when he was enlightened. I read some places. First thoughts were that, you know what? This is too damn difficult for people. Forget it.
But that was 2,500 years ago. And this is now, in the cool breezes of Kalihi Valley, where Michael Hodge is Chosenji's resident monk.
I've never had somebody say that what they did somewhere else was more intense than what we do, or more brutal, or, you know, this has always been the standard in terms of how deep can you train.
And so I'm whacked over the head with bamboo sticks and such?
Well, I mean, yeah, we do kendo up here, but not so much intensity from just, like, physical violence or that, but just how sincere the effort is.
There's martial arts training and 45-minute meditations.
You just kind of go through it. And at a very basic level, it just builds strength. It provides a venue to go touch those deep places of the human psyche that can be uncomfortable or can be scary. That doesn't scare us off to have people going deep.
I'm a clinical psychologist. I have a PhD in clinical psychology.
You're used to the labyrinths in people's minds.
Mike Sayama is the abbot of Chosenji. He says there's a non-rational way to be happy and free of life's baggage.
Well, when you meditate and you really let go, the stuff comes out. But it's not easy. The pain in your heart has to be greater than the pain in your knees at a certain point. You have to sit through it. Let it go. So you want to go try meditating?
Sure.
Okay, let's go to that. Go. Okay, so have you done this before?
No.
Okay, so just go ahead and sit down there.
In the large wood-lined hall, Sayama Roshi tells me to grasp my left thumb with my right hand, rest them both on my lap, breathing deeply into my abdomen. All those thoughts? Just thoughts, not reality. If you want to dabble, Zen may not be your thing. But if you'd like to experience martial arts, ceramics, flower arranging, archery, and calligraphy as spiritual pursuits, Chosenji welcomes you. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.